Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Trademarks have been around for a long, long time. In fact, some of the earliest usage of brands and trademarks go back to early farmers who were keeping track of their property, their cattle and other property, and to early military and fortifications and construction where stamps and seals were used to indicate the manufacturers and the brand names. And I find this history fascinating, of course, as somebody who's been deeply involved in the world of trademarks for 20 years. But more importantly, I use this to introduce the topic of whether or not we could ever run out of trademarks. And people like to ask me this or discuss it. And frankly, I think that it's almost preposterous to even consider that we would ever run out of trademarks, because the ability for companies and products to brand themselves and distinguish themselves is basically infinite. And we're nowhere even close to running out of trademarks. Yes, it seems like it could be really difficult to come up with an original or unique or creative name sometimes, but it's important to remember that a name just has to be unique for the relevant product or service. And you can see my other recent podcast for a more detailed discussion about that principle. But even with the growth in the number of brands and the way that brands interact with consumers and the number of trademark registrations, there's plenty of room for creative branding. I mean, just think about all the brands that you interact with on a daily basis and the fact that none of them were around a generation ago, perhaps, or many of them were not around a generation ago, and they all found ways to be creative and make an impact, like Amazon, Apple, Uber, Netflix. I mean, you don't even have to look very far to see all these creative names. And sometimes they're random names, sometimes they're made-up names, sometimes they're amalgamations of other words. There are a myriad of ways to create new and different and unique and creative brand names and trademarks. So I don't think that we will ever come close to running out of trademarks. Perhaps over time, the way that we review and analyze trademarks and trademark disputes will have to evolve as the number of brands continues to explode, so that the distance between any two trademarks that we permit under the law may have to get a little bit closer, because consumers are getting better and better and smarter at distinguishing between two different brands, even if they share similar names, just simply because the flood of the number of trademarks that we deal with every day as consumers has grown so much over the last few decades. One other important note on this topic is that the USPTO is always trying to ensure that there is more room for trademarks, and they've recently done a number of things to help cull the register to get rid of what they call deadwood. And by that, they mean registrations that aren't really being used or aren't really proper or should maybe never have been registered, and to help get rid of those so that they're not impeding other new businesses from adopting names and protecting them at the USPTO. So look also in the next 6 to 12 months for new initiatives from the USPTO to help deal with this deadwood issue and help ensure that the register is even more accurate, because that provides a great benefit to everybody, especially those who might be concerned that we're running out of trademarks. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.